Inside his private Spartan living quarters, Michael quietly knelt on the stone floor with his eyes closed and his hands clasped just beneath his reverently bowed head. He'd established a personal practice of first allowing his thoughts and emotions to run amok before quietly coming to God in prayer. This had long enabled him to better organize and analyze them. At this hour on a weekday, few people demanded his attention, so once he'd devoted time and effort to the aging building, Michael typically secluded himself and brought his hopes, concerns, and aspirations to God. The primary topic of his morning prayer sessions had been a recurring one in recent months: vengeance. Although grateful for the experience and lifelong brotherhoods he'd formed from his work as a patrol cop, Michael had grown to regret some aspects of that period of his life. He had once been able to take swift, immediate, and decisive action to aid crime victims. When someone reported they'd been harmed by another, Michael and his team could swoop in, detain the accused, investigate the allegations, and arrest and remove them from further immediate harm to the victim. No longer, he thought. My inability to provide long-term aid and guidance weighed heavily on me then. I didn't know how good I had it until I became a priest and lost almost all ability to intervene. Now I've got to keep more secrets than a mob lawyer. I traded in my Batman tool belt for the chance to exclusively offer my parishioners compassion, sympathy, and blind faith that God hears their prayers and will take up their vengeance in His own time and in His own way. No matter what gets reported to me through confessionals, I cannot break that seal and tell the authorities what's happened. And the victim can never expect to know or understand God's timing or reasoning for whatever does or doesn't happen. Oh yeah, and everything happens for a reason, which we mortals aren't capable of understanding either. It's no wonder people are leaving organized religions in droves. They're too rational and logic-oriented to accept the old arguments for blind faith. Maybe man is meant to enjoy a little retribution and vengeance now and then, like the righteous indignation and moral violence in the Bible. David didn't pray for Goliath to examine the morality and justness of his actions, thereby forcing an intrinsic mental schism. No, he picked up a damned rock and killed the man. What's changed in the modern era that we're so afraid of just violence? Did the Church and the Holy See sign on to the UN's mantra of monopolizing all violence committed against its people? Michael paused, inhaled deeply, and tried to force his mind to be still. I'll have to get knee replacements if I wait any longer to pray. God, dear Heavenly Father, please settle my mind and give me spiritual guidance on this. I'm having such trouble seeing how to continue to justify the Church teachings on revenge and justice when I can't even reconcile them myself with your Holy Scriptures. Michael heard a light knock on the door and opened his eyes, but didn't rise from his knees. Come in. Monsignor Medina entered so immediately that Michael wasn't sure his mentor had actually waited for him to respond. His concerned expression concerned Michael. The man's virtually unflappable. Something's got to really be wrong.